This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I started having Doug Hagman on about 7 years ago. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I knew he had a lot of good police contacts. I know he trains police departments, mainly in the Northeast. And also does private work for the FBI and others. But he was saying Obama was going to try to start a destabilization race war and that George Soros was involved. And I just thought, hey, the establishment's already running everything. Why would they do that? And we've got a police state they're setting up. I mean, won't that control everything? Why would they want to destabilize stuff? But I tell you, everything he talked about came true. He's given us amazing information over the years before any of this, you know, race riot stuff even started up. So he's going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next segment. And I want to bounce a lot of stuff off of him that we've gotten from the Secret Service. And by the way, when I talk about that, I'm not even proud of that. Getting handed a lit stick of dynamite, basically. It's something I got to do. It's a responsibility I've got to have. Folks would say it's prestigious to have the Secret Service leak information to you. I mean, in their history, they don't really do that. Because I had Dan Bongino on here standing. I said, why do you think that's happening? And he was a former senior agent. He said, no, I don't doubt that's happening because the country's in so much trouble and the Secret Service is being persecuted and they know what criminals are dealing with. And I said, well, you know, what's an example? And he just said, it's worse than you know. Total trashiness. I mean, reportedly, Hillary talks like a sailor, just walks around with her sleeves rolled up, punching Bill Clinton in the face before she was so ill. I mean, she's a piece of work. And just, well, you know, stealing not just the cutlery and plates, but furniture. I mean, they're just, they are total criminals. They are trash. They are filth. Obama doesn't steal stuff out of the White House, and he's polite to people. The Clintons, I think the Clintons are worse than Obama. In fact, I'm sure of it. I mean, Obama's got some evil energy about him, and he's got he wants to bring the U.S. down a few pegs, and he is an Islamicist. And he is trying to make Kenya go Islamic. He's a horrible person. He's horrible. But it really shows you something that Hillary, behind the scenes, isn't ever nice. It's one thing, you know, high pressure. This is media. I get mad. People have arguments. That goes on. But then I'm sorry for it later. But folks that are rude to me are sorry. I mean, she doesn't give people tips. You can't look her in the eyes. She loves to get people fired. She loves to fire people. She loves to rub stuff in. She loves to gloat over pettiness. Hillary Clinton does not give tips. I mean, I get a good feeling out of being middle class and having some extra money. And when somebody does good service, giving them a 20-25% tip. Bad service? I'm not somebody that complain. But if somebody's bad enough, I don't want to give them a tip, I call them over and say, you're rude, and you need to get ahead in life and not act so, you know, have such an attitude problem. And then I'll say, I mean, my family hates when I do this, but I'm all about getting past comfort zones. And I'll say, real nice, and I'll say, something wrong? Yeah, I'm really having a bad day. Okay, well, you still have a 15% tip then, but try having a better attitude. You really, gave us attitude and everything, and it makes me not want to come to this restaurant anymore. See, I mean, I'm all about really getting past comfort zones with people. And political correctness is all about being all creeped out and scared of everybody and no one talks with everybody and nobody actually hangs out with each other. So that it's this sick form of basically segregation where we're all forcibly integrated with each other, but to fight with each other. It is absolute mind control. And they admit it is. And it's run. I just keep going back to this. I've got hundreds of news articles. I'm not going back to this for lack of news coverage. It feels good, though, to see it be a top news story in the country that George Soros' emails are how they're purposely behind the illegals coming in, purposely behind the immigrant invasion to balkanize Europe, destabilize things, and then milk the social services networks that the big banks and others make money off of and administer. You have to understand, these socialist democratic parties, they make all these illegals they come in basically work for them and do all sorts of scams for them and tax returns, fake tax returns. It's like Acorn.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the universe of being for those who wish to be. Those who wish to be must put aside the elimination. Get on with the fascination.
We're now 8 minutes into the second hour of this global transmission. Our reporters are on the ground in Milwaukee. They're going to be covering the Trump event in a Milwaukee suburb in Wisconsin tonight, where the communists and others have promised violence. We, of course, knew from our Chicago police sources that indeed Hillary and the DNC were ordering hundreds and hundreds of demonstrators dressed as Bernie Sanders supporters and were busing them in paid to attack Trump supporters in Chicago and then in other areas. The media then blamed Trump and Bernie supporters. That way you hurt Trump voters and you hurt Sanders voters helping Hillary. That's how divide and conquer works. This is very elementary what Soros is doing. Overthrew Ukraine with Catholics and Orthodox fighting each other. Orthodox in the East, Catholics in the West. Same split Hitler used in World War II. They look at sociology. They look at anthropology. They use cultural psychology. That's why they admit the CIA hires what group, number one, most often, what degree? Sociologists. And they like people that have combat experience who then get a sociology degree on top of it. Then they want you to get an anthropology degree. And we sit here like morons getting our chain pulled. And when I say CIA, I mean the globalists that have basically set it up to take this country and the world over. The CIA is a foreign, alien, globalist organization. Does that mean there aren't good people in the CIA? Half the time, the most bold whistleblowers we have on are CIA or former CIA. We've had quite a few guests that end up getting killed. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This is real, people. And I had Dan Bongino on, former top Secret Service agent. He ran the foreign details, saying what we say about Obama and Hillary and all the rest of it is worse than what we're saying. And I told him, I said, RNC ran into the Secret Service. We had the highest level badges. That was national media. We were given the highest level badges by the Trump campaign. I'm not going to get an inside baseball, but we could go anywhere we wanted. Anywhere. Right through the Secret Service, you name it. And Secret Service reached out to us. I handed it off to Joe Biggs because he's good at keeping stuff secret with his Army background. We set up a liaison, and they said in the next few weeks you're going to get key intel, and it came through, confirming everything we already see in the news, the Parkinson's, the neurological disorders, the falling down, the special handicap systems that lower to the ground so she can get in the SUVs. And the fact that they're thinking about, and this is the new intel, how to make the announcement that she's so ill and will they have to replace her. Biggs got contacted by our pipeline, I'll say, last night with more information and confirming the intel we got from a other government agency, let's just say military, of a meeting in California. And you know all about these meetings with the vice president and or the vice presidential candidate, Kane, and with the Soros people and all that going on around the country. Okay, it was one of those type meetings. And they just couldn't believe that in the cars leaving the hangars and when they're there running security at these mansions, these people are just sitting around openly in front of security blabbering about incredible crime. And I think that's why the Secret Service is so freaked out. And I brought this up to Bongino, and he didn't doubt that we'd had this leak, which is incredibly dangerous, folks. I just want you to understand, this is, I'm doing my duty here bringing this out. It's like, oh, we got some big story for you. Notice mainstream media attacks me all the time on stuff. Silence about our leak. Come out and say I'm a liar. Hey, why didn't the Secret Service drop by? You notice silence because they're at the top trying to figure out what to do right now. Because no one else is willing to put these leaks out but InfoWars and Drudge and folks like the Northeast Intelligence Network. Now, he's going to be with us if he can 20 minutes into the next hour. And then our reporters are coming on from Milwaukee. Doug Hagman, I've been hearing him for 15 years on the radio. And then I had him on 7-8 years ago. And he was talking about how Obama's going to try to have a race war. They try to overthrow the country. And they're going to create all this division. And they hadn't really kicked all this off yet. And I was like, really, Hagman? But, you know, the guy had good credentials. And a lot of folks I respect said he was a good source. And so he runs a large, you know, police and training facility, training with dogs, you name it. Works with the FBI, works with a lot of police departments. So he's a good source. We started getting him on. And more, everything he's talked about has come true, not just because of his own research, but his sources. And we're going to go over the information we've gotten. Joe Biggs is going to be popping in later in the interview with more info he got from this conduit. I'll just leave it at that. And then I'm going to talk to him about how he thinks this whole plan is going. How's it going for Soros when we know that intelligence agencies, private corporations, and other groups are now hacking the Democratic Party, the entire Democratic Party, the entire Soros operation, the Clintons. It's all going to get data dumped. And I've been contacted now to confirm. Earlier stuff was the Russians. The carbon taxes being exposed, the hide the decline, climate gate stuff, that is the Russians. And the Russians are actively penetrating stuff. But this is not the Russians. That this is U.S. intelligence agencies leaking right now, risking their lives. Because they know something we don't know about Hillary that's so bad, it's finally turned basically the whole government against them. And we're getting word of what that is. Hillary Clinton is a communist Chinese agent. She is on the payroll of the Saudis. We already know that. But that they have engaged in treason never before seen. This is just such a dangerous time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody can feel it. You can see it. And the good news is there are so many leaks coming out from different angles in places they can't get everybody. They can shoot this DNC computer expert four times in the back who reportedly is the source of WikiLeaks. They can kill other people, but they can't kill everybody. And guess what? Folks are past being intimidated. The leaks are accelerating as the murders take place. So I don't know how they're going to try to handle this. A false flag, a staged attack on Hillary, that's the word we're hearing. But Doug Hagman of Hagman and Hagman.com, thank you so much for joining us today. Throwing out a lot of points there. Where should we start?
Wow. Thanks, Alex. Listening to you, you're 100% accurate with what you're saying. Excuse me. And I think really it's important for me to point out that my sources are independent of your sources. And the information that I'm getting is certainly lining up with what you're getting. So it's really interesting. Hillary Clinton is as well as the DNC right now, they're in a duck or bleed type scenario. You've got everything coming out where it's the globalists are actually being exposed. They've had plans, of course, many plans, and their plans have gone awry because of the leaks, the exposures, the unintended consequences from the criminality behind the Clinton Foundation. So all of this together presents a duck or bleed scenario for the globalists.
Is it fair to say this, and I'm going to give you the floor, but I'm just so excited, that we're seeing good people in government and other areas stand up. We're actually seeing the good guys fight back, the good men and women stand up and take action. Because what I saw at the DNC was unbelievable. I mean, the police were like 80% awake and were my listeners, and I'm just one guy, and the Secret Service was totally awake. It was incredible. That's got to scare the New World Order. That's got to let them know their plans are going to hell. Go ahead.
Well, no, you're right. And I think there's a lot of acrimony right now. I just spoke a couple of days ago, well, over the weekend with a source I've got within once removed from DHS and then one inside the FBI. There's a lot of acrimony within the FBI because of Bill Clinton's thrashing of the FBI over his wife Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. So
that's amazing arrogance to say the FBI director is full of BS.
Yeah, I mean, so what we're seeing here, I think, is this pushback by the good people within the FBI to declare their name and say, wait a minute, we didn't sign up for this, and we certainly didn't agree necessarily with the findings and letting off Hillary Clinton from pursuing criminal charges. So all of this combined right now has got them on a track of retreat. And part of their retreat, I think, we're going to see an October surprise. And this is the latest information I received. And that October surprise kind of lines up with what you're saying about the disposition of Hillary Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton, I call her. Perhaps we might not see her on the ticket in November. If not, where's she going to go? Well, perhaps because of her illness. This is being talked about by my sources and apparently by yours. So, these secret meetings with Soros and Tim Kaine, Soros and others, other globalists meeting behind closed doors, going to plan B. Now, at the epicenter of this, and I'll say this and I'll be quiet, but at the epicenter of
this. No, please. In fact, I'm going to skip this break, the last one of the day. Go ahead.
I truly believe what we're seeing here with the riots, with the orchestrated riots in Wisconsin and elsewhere by Black Lives Matter and by other groups, by communist groups, we're seeing at the epicenter of this the attempt to hide the criminality of the Clintons, as well as the attempt to hide or perhaps even cause a reason to explain away the economic disaster that's about to fall us. And we know, my source this past weekend, both of them said, think bigger than domestically. Look at the global situation and factor that into what you see taking place domestically. And we're seeing the pushback from the U.S. dollar in the petrodollar, that is. We're seeing that being put aside. We're seeing Turkey switching sides to go over with Russia. We're seeing ISIS now, an American CIA-funded cabal ISIS that is actually, again, you know, we are funding the wrong side of that, of course, and finding ourselves on the other side of Russia. We're seeing a dynamic switch of power in the Middle East, as well as the Silk Road caucus. So when you have
Hillary and Obama have been purposely destroying American power.
Yes.
In Soros's own words, to bring in globalism. But instead, all it's doing is discrediting globalism.
Well, right. And I think that's the unintended consequence of what their policies have been. But again, I believe at the heart of this is the Keynesian economics, the destruction of the U.S. petrodollar, and the covering up of the calamity that will cause. And that's the riots, the racial division. And I spoke about this.
All we've got is the fiat dollar and the petrodollar. We lose that. I mean, our industry's gone. Our farming's gone. No foreign army could do this to us. This is devastating.
Yeah, I mean, this is better, more effective than a foreign invasion. But we're seeing the foreign invasion.
And that's what Trump's saying. He's saying these economic policies amount to war.
Right. And he's absolutely 100% correct. So, you know, where are we at here? How do we put all this together? And again,
we're under attack. George Soros is the head of it. He needs to be dealt with.
There you go. We have to think bigger and look at the bigger picture, because at the very heart of this is the world economy, is the globalist. And of course, America is the speed bump between the new world order, shall we say, and the
even though it props it up, it's the schizophrenia of these people politically and economically and spiritually. Mr. Hagman, let me ask you this question. I know there's people above Soros, but he's one of the top kingpins. Why is this guy so politically bulletproof? I mean, he is a supervillain.
Oh, he's had decades and decades of practice at it. Plus, he's, you know, his contacts, his, hey, money buys power. And of course, he's got no money problems. So you're looking at this infrastructure, I believe, where he is at the epicenter by way of his billions of dollars.
Oh, I agree. In fact, here's the key. It is hundreds of times bigger than Bernie Madoff's scam. He's got all the major world leaders tied into it. He's too corrupt to fail because he'll bring them all down with him. And that's why he's so hard to beat, because he's corrupted them. He's gotten so many people involved in corruption. He's been a Rothschild agent. He knows where all the bodies are buried. And so that's why he's such an arrogant sack of crap.
Amen to that. Yeah, you're exactly right. And so the bottom line here with this, and I was watching your broadcast running up to my appearance, and I would urge everyone to listen to what you've got to say. Listen to your sources, because your sources are echoing mine. We have different sources. You've got it with the CIA and other agencies. I've got it, DHS and the FBI. So when you combine these sources, we're seeing this, and you're right, this is a very dangerous time to be alive, but it's also an exciting time to be alive. However, we have to expect, I think, the unexpected, what people are not seeing.
Let's talk about that exactly. What's their plan B curveball? Because they are floundering right now.
Well, I think they need to retain their power at all costs. And how are they going to do that? If they can't do it through Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton, then they've got to find some other way of doing it. But the other way of doing it would be to bring down the entire system, burn down the entire house, the global house, and then restructure it according to their Babylonian plans, if you will. So that's what I think they're looking at. They're looking at, if we can't win domestically, let's take down the entire house globally. Let's engage.
And that would be done with a war or economics or together, because we already see the German banks look like they're going to be the big detonator.
Well, and I think at the center of this too is the economic factor, the fragility of the petrodollar, the fact that they want to take down the U.S. dollar, they want to kill the U.S. dollar. They've said that for years. We've attempted to expose
that. That's Soros' admitted goal.
Yeah, exactly. So, and when that happens, we are already losing much of our buying power. which is reflected by the racial and societal acrimony we're seeing here in the United States play out. So is what we're seeing with respect to the civil riot or the riots and the civil unrest, is that a result of this loss of buying power, or is the loss of buying power reflected by the riots? I mean, we have to look at this with bigger glasses, not through a microscope, but through a larger lens here. And I think once
you see the big picture, 35,000 foot look down, do you agree with me or disagree? I think the New World Order is in deep trouble. They admit it's in deep trouble. They have articles in the Financial Times of London and scores of others saying world government's in trouble. We've got to get Hillary in or everything's going to unravel because of Brexit and now this. People are learning about diplomatic immunity. They're learning that big mega banks aren't immune from prosecution. They're learning about Soros. They're learning about how this superclass is fomenting all this division around the world. And as soon as the public finally understands that down at the grassroots, I don't see how they could ever reverse their political comeuppance.
Well, maybe they can't reverse it, but certainly they can eradicate many of the objectors to the new system. And you know, go back to the Georgia Guidestones, for example. You know, what's the objective there? To reduce the population.
So they're willing to do anything.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind. And my source within the federal government, within the FBI, said, trust me on this, these people are the most vicious, cannibalistic people that you'll ever meet behind closed doors. And now we're seeing it openly.
Well, let's go back to the FBI director. I mean, I know for a lot of people that are good people, they say, no, this guy really is good. He's trying to reform things. So I give him the benefit of the doubt. He comes out and for 80% of the speech, you know, a month ago, says she should be indicted. She's horrible. She's evil. But then says, but no prosecutors will do it. And then I sat back and kind of got angry. But then I thought about it more. Clearly now there's a war going on between DHS, sectors of DHS, and the Justice Department on top, run by Lynch. And clearly there's leaks coming out from the other agencies trying to expose what's happening. And so from your sources, who is the FBI director and what does he really stand for? And why did he back down when the word was he really was going to call for Hillary to be indicted?
Well, just based on what I've been hearing, and these are from my sources within the FBI itself. Comey started out very good in terms of his intent, his desires. The investigation that he conducted was fair, enough, fair based on the parameters that they were given. So I'll give that caveat. They were hogtied from the beginning with certain issues with Hillary Clinton. They could have put her under oath. They didn't. They could have done a lot of things differently. So the
investigation was sabotaged from the beginning procedurally.
From the beginning. Yeah, yeah. However,
for folks that don't know, they can use our Constitution against us. If they set it up where things aren't done right, you can't do it because it's been foiled.
Right, right. And imagine this, though. Imagine being the FBI director recommending criminal charges and then not having the Justice Department pick up the mantle and say, okay, we're going to pursue this based on your recommendations. Well, obviously, that would put Comey in a really bad position, not only with the public, the perception of the public, but within his own rank and file, within his people, within the FBI.
What about the new investigations, criminal probes of the State Department Foundation, where it's been proven that the State Department and the Foundation were acting as one?
Well, and there's right now you got three independent investigations taking place right now with respect to the Foundation. Three U.S. attorneys are involved, three separate investigations, plus you've got a subcommittee, a Senate subcommittee about ready to look at this as well. You've got all of this overlap between the Clinton Foundation, other NGOs, the people within the State Department as well. If this goes in the direction against Clinton, against Hillary Clinton and Bill and their associates, then this is why they're going to have to do something, I suspect. Contrary to the big talkers like Rush Limbaugh and others who say, well, you know, we nothing's going to happen. Well, wait a minute. Certainly it could happen, especially given the attitude by the FBI.
Well, I'll tell you this, and again, I'm not bragging. It was shocking because I've been to a couple DNCs and RNCs. I've been around the Secret Service a bunch. And they do seem generally focused, professional, almost dog-like, you know, in their duty. But state police, local police, other cops they brought in, Secret Service, federal marshals, I was a rock star at the RNC. We wouldn't even show it on camera because I didn't want to get these people in trouble. I was like, look, don't cheer me in public and salute me and all this stuff. Because, I mean, I've been critical of the police state, not of police themselves, but of the political directive of all this. But just as a snapshot of the Secret Service with, like, tears in their eyes and stuff talking to me. I was like, what do they know? And they're just like, you're dead on. Keep it up. You know, pray for this country. They seem totally freaked out by what they know. And, of course, they won't tell me all of it. Just so someone asked what you think that means, Mr. Hagman. Hagman and Hagman.com. This guy was way ahead of his time. We're going to open the phones up for your calls. And Joe Biggs has breaking news coming up as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, Hagman and Hagman.com. They have their own syndicated radio slash TV show. Frequent guests from a lot of big shows around the country, but most of you know who they are. Obviously, when you talk to different sources, it's dangerous for the source to be giving you info. They don't try to give you any classified info or, you know, stuff protected by privacy rights or things like that. It's more like, go read what this guy wrote in this article. That's dead on. Or what you're saying's right on. You need to look into more of this. But now it's getting to the point of people are in meetings running security, and they are hearing unbelievable plots being hatched against Trump. Stuff where people got to speak out. Unbelievable plans to, like, stage an attack on Hillary to blame it on Trump. And then once they've done that, they make Trump look bad. Then they can go after Trump. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that was going on in World War II, like in 1944 in Germany, when folks were not knowing what to do about Hitler. It's not that the government's perfect. It's certainly not. The special interests are what are really bad, the globalists. But the people in the government have now been forced to the point of where they're realizing, oh my gosh, the patriots that warned about this world government are right. I mean, George Soros' emails are out. The DNC emails are out. There's tens of thousands of them. Within days of them being out, we've already gotten into the emails. They're up on Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, from the Daily Caller and others that have dug them up, saying, we're going to bring in the migrants and get a bunch of government money to take care of and then use them as political weapons and make it the new normal and merge the Middle East with Europe and take over the U.S. and use the new immigrant groups as our political voting bloc to control everything and call everybody racist and don't go along with it. I mean, this is a criminal conspiracy, and we have the diary. It's open and shut. It's open and shut. Going back to Mr. Hagman in a moment, we are running a special on one of our top nutraceuticals that is just really an old apothecary recipe. Every major plant, derivative, herb that's known to clean out the body and flush out parasites, it's living defense. It sells out for 6 months a lot of times because we can't get to so many ingredients. You can't get them all totally clean and have them at California levels where, you know, it can't have as much lead as the air has in it. So it's a really clean product. All our products are because they go to the highest standards, or we couldn't sell them in places like California. That's why it sells out so often. It's a very popular product. I think it'll only be sold out a month this time. I'm still discounting at 20%, even though it's about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Armageddon is a $5 million budget film produced by Chuck Norris' son, the great patriot, Mike Norris. Gary Haven funded it, and it exposes the fictional New World Order takeover here in the United States. You get one copy for $19.95, you get a second copy for $19.95, $39.90, and get two of my films free, Matrix of Evil and Fall of the Republic. And it's great to have these in your archive, great to donate them to the local library, great to support this type of work, and the profit we make obviously funds this operation that you see having such a giant effect. So thank you for your support, your prayers. Thanks for shopping with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news members, but I also want to just thank all of you that put up with me a lot of the time and that get the video links, the audio links, the different articles, and that you post them and you spread them, because I'm risking my life doing this. And I'm not doing this to lose. I know history. And getting back to the point I asked before the break, Mr. Hagman, who's a wise man, the mainstream globalist media was there, and they wrote about it in scores of publications. I could care less about having the super elite beyond backstage passes to the RNC if it was to go see a George Herbert Walker Bush or a Mitt Romney. But the fact that the Trump people gave us passes that, literally maybe 100 people had, it was in Newsweek, you name it, Jones, you know, the controversy had like, you know, the super level passes, the ace of spades. Oh, my God, this is portends how evil Trump is. Absolutely, it portends how horrible Trump is to you and your globalist agenda. And it shows how fast we can take this country back once people get it and once we have leadership. Because I'm here to tell you, they want us to have a war with the police because on average, the police are more awake than the general public. They want us to have a civil war with the military because they want to take out their enemies at the same time. Just like Hillary got caught in the emails confirming what the Chicago police told us and others. They funded people dressed up like Bernie supporters to attack Trump supporters. That way you blame Trump for violence and Bernie. Who looks good? It's elementary, my dear Watson. But we've caught them. We've caught them, and people understand this now, and it's really scaring them. It's really upsetting them, and it shows that they want to have a civil war in this country where you randomly shoot cops in the back of the head, some weird leftist communist civil war. It's not a communist takeover, but it's communism they use at the grassroots, just like Milwaukee. It was communists doing that. That's how the globalists intend to rob us, is playing us off against each other. Instead, the feds went in 30 years ago and funded militias, because they knew it was a constitutional movement. I'm going to get Hagman's take on this. some of them to be violent, to put out bad rhetoric against police and local government, because those were natural allies for the police and military. It was constitutional to brand militia as bad. See, it's all this branding. Well, here's the deal. I'm not going to be branded as if I want to kill cops. I'm not going to be branded that I'm out to blow things up. That's the weathermen. That's the people that advise Obama. That's all of their people. That's, you know, the guy pledging his book to Lucifer, Rules for Radicals, all the rest of this garbage. These people mean business, folks. They have a plan. We know their plan. And so when I get the emails, see the comments, oh, you're just a cop worshiper, blah, blah, blah. That's ridiculous. I'm for good police, just like I'm for good judges or good school teachers or good farmers or good, you know, engineers. I judge people individually, and I want my republic. And I can see a foreign, outside, globalist move to overthrow our country, and I can see them do it in other nations, and I'm resisting it because I'm an American, and this is my republic. And they call Russia draconian for kicking the George Soros foundations out of their country and kicking his people out of the country when they catch him landing in the nation, when Soros admits he's trying to overthrow Russia right now. I'm surprised Russia isn't arresting those people that fly in. Those are foreign corporate agents. See, we always think of Russian agents or American agents or Chinese agents, and that goes on. But corporations and global banks have their own intelligence agencies, and they're playing us off against each other. Now, I'm ranting. I'm giving you the floor, Mr. Hagman. Get into other facets of this. Do you think I'm right about how awake the police and military are? And Black Lives Matter, what are they going to try running this up to the election? Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, no, I think you're 100% accurate, everything that you've said. And the more I see and the more I talk to my police sources, especially on the local level, the county level, the state level as well, they're sick and tired of being used as pawns in the game, in the larger game here, the political game that we see taking place in the United States. Now, having said that, I've got to just reaffirm the Saul Alinsky playbook that you talked about, Rules for Radicals. You know, May 2nd, 1969, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton wrote her senior thesis on that Rules for Radicals, on Saul Alinsky's ideological concept of just taking, burning everything down. And she's implementing that, or attempting to
happen. She pen-palled him.
Yeah, very much. Yes, yes. And of course, the Clark Piven strategy that we've seen, which pigtails onto hooks onto the Keynesian economics that we're seeing here in the United States. All of this combined is working toward the destruction of our constitutional republic, which you have done much to expose and to restore and to maintain the constitutional republic, which is what we're attempting to do as well. So having said all of that, you're dead on accurate with respect to what's taking place. I do believe that 100%. Now, the where we're at right now, I do believe, is a situation where they are going to pull something, and this is based on my the weight of my sources as well. They're going to do something ahead of the elections in November to ensure, at least in their mind, to ensure their plans for world domination and domination of the West, and specifically the United States, goes forward. Whether that means sacrificing Hillary, as much as that sounds incredible, if they've got to move Hillary out of the way a tad, knowing that she'll never go to jail for any of this, but certainly might be taken out of the game, they may do that if they or whatever the case might be. But what we're seeing here is political theater to cover the actions of the globalists here in the United States. So you're 100% accurate, and yes, I will say the police, and I love what you said, because I get a lot of email as well saying, I'm a police officer in Fredericks or Maryland or whatever. You give my best to Alex when you talk to him tomorrow. So, you know, we get a lot of these as well. So the rank and file of the police want to do the right thing. They're being federalized at the top. They understand what's going on, but the majority of the people who are actually on the streets having guns pointed at them are, in fact, supporters of yours and ours, and the supporters of the people that, just the average person. So, and they see that everyone's being played one against the other. They're seeing this artificially created, orchestrated racial tension. This racial tension would not exist without Obama, Clinton, the globalists, and the communist influence, as you stated earlier.
What else is on the radar?
Well, the economic, again, the petrodollar is really a big thing. That's what Russia did and the agreement with Iran, and now Turkey switching sides to from NATO to Russia, more of a Russia-China alliance, summing the U.S. out of this, using anything but the U.S. dollar. That really has put us on the ropes. And the situation in Syria, the situation in Crimea, Ukraine, all of this combined is these are all global chess moves by the globalists. But again, now everything that happens here in the United States, in particular the elections, who's going to be the next U.S. president, of course, we have to look at all of this. We have to look at the elections, I should say, against that backdrop, against the backdrop of what's taking place globally, because everything is on a global level, and what happens on a local, state, and federal level, of course, is a microcosm of the globalist agenda.
Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com. Looking at this, and I want to have Joe Biggs pop in here with some breaking news. He's in Milwaukee right now covering the situation up there. We see these times historically when all these major political realignments happen, where all these wars happen, where sides start flipping sides. Most historians agree with us that we're at the most critical juncture in history and that we see similar things that happened before World War I and World War II, and that the world is hurtling towards major economic collapse and warfare. And then meanwhile, we have Soros and others trying to stir up collapses all over the place to consolidate control. Do you think these people are crazy enough to go ahead with this plan, even though it looks like they're not in a good position?
Sure. I have no doubt in my mind. These people, as you had said, you had described the information you got received from your sources where there's security. These people are openly talking about their criminality, their criminal plans, the cabals of lawlessness. I mean, look at the lawlessness that we're seeing today here in this country, where you can't get a conviction or even interest in opening an investigation when there's evidence. And I'm
look
convinced,
at Hillary. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why they're so arrogant, because they know they have the Justice Department.
Right. But they don't want to lose that, and they can see losing that. They can see the writing on the wall. That's why they're pitching the polls. They're saying, oh well, Donald Trump is behind, and they're going to do whatever they can to negate.
So this is all or nothing on both sides. I mean, this is it.
To me, based on everything I've heard, Alex, this is for all the marbles, as I like to say. This is the final throes for this domination. And people say, well, that's kind of, oh man, that's, don't say that, because that's causing fear. No, I mean, I think it's just reality. I think that now is the hinge moment.
Well, the Secret Service are out in the middle of the cameras and the lights and everywhere, shaking my hand and stuff. I mean, they've never been like that. You know that they don't care anymore. And of course, I'm told that across agencies. People are ready for them to steal the election. They're ready for the globalists to make their next move. And the military and police are just ready now. I think that the establishment's really miscalculated. I think it's moved to the point people don't care anymore. And they took everybody's restraint for weakness, Doug.
Yeah. And that's right. Our silence for apathy, our tolerance for acceptance. I think that they're seeing now that they've miscalculated, perhaps. And another area of concern that I have, I'm just going to toss this out there too, and you wrote about this on your website, Infowars.com, is the ISIS presence in Mexico. Well, according to my sources, the importation of ISIS elements into the United States has been going at full speed for the last 3 years.
And by the way, let's cover that now, because I'm getting Joe Biggs on about our source and more information on Hillary's health from the Secret Service. But since you mentioned that, we're about to go to break in a moment. I want to come back with that, Mr. Hagman. Biggs went down there off the Judicial Watch memos and confirmed the mosque, confirmed the Islamists is going on. The FBI said no one even dares go in that area. It's the most dangerous area in Mexico. The movie Sicario is basically about that area. You know, where there's firefights and tracers every night. The FBI met with Biggs on record at the airport and said, you know, thank you for information. And then basically debriefed him and said, yes, we know this is going on. It's very credible, but we're basically not allowed to talk about it. So let's bring Joe Biggs in to briefly talk about that from Milwaukee. He's on the phone right now. He'll be joining us on video later. Joe Biggs. Oh, there he is. We have video now. Go ahead, Joe.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. We're actually standing right across from where the BP station was burnt down, much like what we saw in Ferguson, Missouri, after those riots. Over to my right, we have a whole bunch of people trying to bring joy to the area. A lot of people are coming out trying to raise money, help out the community, get a lot of these kids off the street and involved in something else. But I heard you mentioning about the jihadi camp in Mexico. Yeah, that's something we started covering over a year ago. We had these reports from Judicial Watch that said that there was possibly an ISIS base operating in the Anapra area. Now, that is just south of El Paso, Texas. You cross over into Ciudad Juarez, and then you head west about 10 miles into a town called Anapra. And it's mostly run by cartels. And we initially came out with our reports. We were saying that there's a good possibility that cartels could be helping out these ISIS jihadis and smuggling them across the border because they're very familiar with that area. And people mocked us and said that, no, there's no way that cartels would help out. Now we have ISIS guys who have been captured here in the U.S. who have actually come out and said, yes, they have brothers down there in Mexico that are waiting, and they're using the cartels to smuggle these guys in, and they're waiting to carry out attacks in Arizona and in Texas.
And the question is, why is the Border Patrol being ordered to stand down? Why wouldn't they at least stop ISIS-type people? It just seems like a total disregard and just don't care. Just like the diseases coming across. Why not test them and treat people for TB and then let them in? Why just let them come in with TB? Joe Biggs, we'll answer that later. I want to come back with you and Mr. Hagman and get into more intel you got last night from our pipeline to the Secret Service on Hillary's health. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our main sites. Stay with us.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America has been occupied by globalists. They take over by stealth. They want us all to fight with each other instead of understand that we've been basically invaded by a new type of paramilitary system. But the good news is the word is spreading to really dizzying levels now. I would call this the Great Awakening right now. Now, we still face incredible challenges, and this is our darkest hour. But through this storm, I can see the sun ahead. Mr. Hagman will be with us 20 minutes, 30 minutes the next hour. We're going to open the phones up. Then my reporters are going to pop back in from Milwaukee after that. But Biggs, notice we broke the big leak news on Sunday with the Secret Service. And of course, people know we've got a lot of big leaks over the years. We've broken thousands of big stories, hundreds of number one stories. We're in the top 100 of news websites in the world. Drudge is number one. We reach 28 million people a week. The media knows it's real. Or they would have tried to debunk it. Total silence on that bombshell, Joe Biggs.
Well, some of the new revelations that I've received over the last 24 hours from my contact within the Secret Service, he pretty much laid out the fact that if you look at these other high-vis, what I mean by that is a high-visibility candidate, you know, politician, a diplomat, someone like that, when they move in motorcades, they usually have to set aside a certain amount of police officers, i.e. on motorcycles and in vehicles when they go to a certain city. So when Hillary Clinton comes into, say, Philadelphia like she did today, they're supposed to set aside two squad cars and a number of motorcycles that can pull ahead, stop the traffic at those four ways to allow that motorcade to zip through as fast as possible. But due to her falling health or failing health, she's not able to go through all that high-speed process. And what they're doing is they're telling these police officers to stand down. So now you have a motorcade with a lot of high-ranking people within our government, and you have Secret Services that don't have that protection. And now they have to stop at each red light, which is putting lives in danger in case someone wants to attack her or commit some kind of crime against her. That's putting lives in danger because she can't handle the lights going by. So that's something that's very dangerous.
And to be clear, they're not giving us secret medical information. They're not giving us documents. They're just pointing out things that we can then observe that are public knowledge.
Yes, I also have a guy that's going to be in Philadelphia today, and then there's going to be another rally coming up in Cleveland, I believe, where I'm going to have some guys that are going to try to catch her motorcade and get that footage to show us how there's a stand down of the police to help get those people to and from there.
Also show the handicap ramps that lower down from the bottom of the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got other information from another military source that concurs with my sources about other stuff that's so unbelievable. We're going to just have to develop that and cover that when you get back.
Okay.
But, let me know when you pick up that. Other tidbits, Joe Biggs.
Well, the interesting thing is if we take a step back and look at the broader picture of what's going on, you have these leaks coming out. It's almost like there's this internal coup that's now been created almost by this new patriot movement. The fact that Donald Trump has this popular vote.
I call it counter coup.
Well, yeah, but what it is, though, is the fact that there's so many people that have been working in the government that felt like they've had no voice. They felt like they haven't had an opportunity to expose corruption. I think people see light knowing that if Donald Trump gets elected, we can get out these bad people. And that's why you see these revelations. That's why you see these people coming out with this information, these hacks and things like that. I think it's good, and it's scaring the elite, and that's why when I get back to Austin, you and I are going to talk about a lot of this information that we've both gotten, and it's really going to open up a lot of eyes and expose and show.
That's right. What happens is the Secret Service and others see us with the top link over the weekend on Drudge, and they see that we're willing to put stuff out, and that's why we got the Homeland Security documents 7 years ago that say veterans and gun owners are the number one enemy. And by the way, Joe, you're technically right. The government is, Clinton and or Obama right now. So we'd say it's a coup because they're not following them. But these are hijackers, so I call it a counter coup. But you're absolutely right. We were in the middle of the resistance against the foreign occupation. It's happening, people. It's happening. But the enemy will strike back. Get ready. I'm going to come back to Joe, finish up, and then to Mr. Hagman and your phone calls.